Sometimes you have in fancy restaurants where they actually grind the pilpul in front of you. Sometimes they get a gift item. They get a pilpul grinder that apparently that's a sharper spice if you do it immediately. But sometimes you'll see in certain recipes, you'll see a little black tiny balls. That's the pepper. I think many people call it peppercorn. So lechor, that's what pilpuli is, and pilpuli grows. I took out of the library this morning the sefer that I mentioned of Yehuda Felix, Dr. Yehuda Felix, on that identified the plants of the Mishnah. So the pilpuli grows, as you know already, on a low bush. That's a Rashi in Sukkah, and the actual peppercorns grow in a connected spiral. It's a long, the way that grapes grow. But it's in a grapes grow in a cluster. Here it's a long spiral, each one connected to a stem. And as we know from our Gemara, that they start off being soft, and they end up being hard. And the normal process is that the hard peppercorns are then harvested and then they're ultimately crushed at some point for pepper. So this person, he likes taking the peppercorns and chewing on them. And the Moshe, sometimes you have people who chew on cinnamon sticks. That's probably a similar kind of Michael. So the Gemara says, this person is eating pilpul shalei kederech. The normal way to eat pilpul is a spice. Normally it's ma'uruv. The normal is not to eat pepper in and of itself. So this person, for some reason, he has a habit, he likes chewing on pepper. The Gemara says, in Yom Kippur, the machlokes, the Omer Rava caused pilpul the Yom Kippur potter, caused zangvila the Yom Kippur potter. I was not able to identify zangvile, probably some other kind of spice. So the Rava says that this kind of an achila is not chayv in Yom Kippur, it's potter. Potter l'chor means an isa de rabbana. To me, it's and this is certainly an achila shaloi kederach that we know, as we said before, from the lashon of kos. Kol dover shodam echo shaloi kedarke mikra ksisa. So there's a din, our Gemara has a din, that a person that eats something shalei kederech on Yom Kippur, so that's at an isa deraisa. So maybe we'll come back to that. So Rava says that chewing on pilpili is shalei kederech, and our Gemara says, therefore, Rava says that there is no bracha leklum. Meisvei, the Amiram asked on Rava, Hayirav Meir Oimer, Mimashma Shenemar, Vivatana, Rameer that says, the Pasuk says, the Vichisovoyo Loritu Natatim call Eitz Macho. So why is it referred to an Eitz Macho? Then it says, Shenemar, Varvaltem or Losa Yispirioi. So this is an example where the way that our Gemara reads is that the Pasuk, the part of the Pasuk, the Darshaning is not here. Comes up later on. So any idea she eats macho. So of course we know that they're referring to trees that are food bearing trees, fruit bearing trees. Elomatam loim eats macho. V'chisavoyo la'orot unetatim kol eats has obviously eats macho. Because the next part of the pasuk is "Varaltem or losay is piriyoy," so you're talking about not eating the fruit. Mimela, it has to be a tree that is a food-bearing tree. There is not shach to have a din of orla by a non-food-bearing tree. Right? There's no. The Torah says "Varaltem or losay is piriyoy." The Torah is not prohibiting us from using the wood of a young tree. It's the fruit of a young tree. So, Mimela must be an Eitz Macho. So, Gemara Darshans, The Gemara darshins lahavi eitz shetam eitzay v'pir yoyishave ve'ezohi zepilpulin. As you know, the Gemara says the same thing is true l'gabe yesrei, right? The Medrash says, Rashi quotes in Vreshis that. The what? That what?
The bark and the fruit are the same taste.
Not the same thing, but that the original, the Bria, the way that Chazal explained to us, that the Bria was supposed to be. Bria was supposed to be Eitzei v'Piri Yeshava. Tam Eitzei k'tam Piri. How do Chazal explain that to us? V'yomer l'kim Tad she yoretz desha Eisev mazvi yazera Eitz pri Oisev pri leminoi. What's pshat Eitz pri? Eitz Oisev pri leminoi. A tree that is a specific species, right? Of the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created a tree that is a multi-fruit tree. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created one tree that has an entire fruit salad on it. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, he's going to create species. Right? That's one chiddush of the Bria, species. So it's eight pri, it should be eight. I said pri leminoi, next is shirzare boy. And then another part of the Bria is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria is such that the Bria reproduces. Zarei boy. Okay, it didn't have to be that way. Right? You could have had seedless watermelon. Somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu figured out how to get us more watermelons. We figured it out. See, Kadosh Baruch Hu could figure it out. So, but Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that's what he wants. He wants to have species that regenerate. What's Eitz Pri? So Eitz Oisei Pri. And then Chazal point out that it says Vatoitzi or it's Desha Isam as Viazera Lamineyu. And then it says Ve'eitz. No, they have Bar Mitzvah Parsha Precious. No? Ve'eitz Osepri. I was probably there. No, Ve'eitz Osepri. Right? So why does it say Vatoitzi or it's Desha Isam as Viazera Lamineyu Ve'eitz Pri Osepri? It says Ve'eitz Osepri. So Rashi says that eitz pri sheyeye tama eitz ke tama pri, that the bark, the wood, would have the same taste as the fruit. Vehi loy osko kein elavatoitze oritz ve eitz osa pri veloa eitz pri. Lefichach kishen is kalel adam al avoynoi. Nifkedo gamu al avoyno. Viniskala. So Chazal explained to us that the trees rebelled. We don't know what that means. It's the malachim of that particular barrier rebelled. Tzarechian. Then Chazal say that that's why when the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't punish the trees right away. Kishin eskalal odam al avoynoi nifkido gam hi al avoyna. So then later on says be'itzov av Kishematel kolishka v'toychem and eitz asher tivisicha leimor lo yisoychal mimenu arura adoma ba'avurecha. The adoma didn't do anything wrong. Be'itzavoyin toychal leno kol yimei chayecha v'koitz v'darder tatsmiach loch v'yachalta v'eiz v'asada. So the Rashi, the Chazal explained that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was manish the Adama later on, but it's really for the original chait. How do we put this all together? It's very hard to figure this out. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu put this into the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu put this koyach into the world. You have to understand, lachar means that Kadosh Baruch Hu put the koyach, that's the koyach ha-mechira, into the world. How did Kadosh Baruch Hu bring the koyach ha-mechira to Adam Rishon? So, by apparently, Adam Rishon was aware that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a certain plan for the world, and lo yotza lepoyel. That in of itself is dormant, but since it created the possibility of not fulfilling the plan of the Ribbono Shel, so something along those lines. Tzurachian. But apparently the Esreg is flashbacks to the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu's original plan of the world. Because one of the qualities of an Esreg is Tam Piri Veitzei Shava. We also know what that means exactly. Not that anybody's started chewing the bark of an Esreg, but the Esreg itself is not a very tasty fruit. Some say it's referring not to the Esreg, but to the peel of the Esreg. That's the Eitzel. So Tzarachian, what this idea is. So something is similar about the pilpul. Apparently, the pilpul and the bark have a similarity. It could be that they're both not very lachila. But again, it's a flashback somehow to the tree before. The way that the Kadosh Baruch Hu originally envisioned the Bria. So the time of the Eitzah Tzuri Yishavah. Good. So the Gemara is drasha. What's the Gemara darshaning? Why does it say Eitzmachol? What's an Eitzmachol? No? So therefore, what's the Chiddush of Eitzmachol Alach Lamaisa? The what? But what's the chiddush lahalacha? That's why it's called Eitzmachol. What's the chiddush? Was that? So, what would we have said without the chiddush? Good. Why? Whoa! You're backwards now. There's a din de raisa orla. Before there was an issue of bracha, right? And in tatem called Eitzmachol. Gemara says that's to include a certain kind of tree, that the tree and the fruit are equally tasty.
You wouldn't include this in the chiyuv of arla.
Correct. So that means that without this pasuk, I need the pasuk of Eitz Machol. Without this pasuk, we would have said that pilpuli are not chayv and arla. So what's the chiddush? So, in other words, why would I have had that chiddush? I have a pilpul bush, and it lasts me shana l'shana. Al pi din, it's a tree, and I'm having an edible part of the tree. So, what's the chiddush? So, before you jump at a conclusion, a little bit weiter. So now the Gemara says we have a stira. What's the stira? That we have a fruit. We have the product of a tree which Rava says does not get a bracha. Rav Shesha says it's a boirei, gets a shakol niyibidvarei, but it's chayv and orla. Right? So it goes against the thrust of the sugya until now. Mara says, Rava person chews pilpuli. So Rava says, no bracha. Rav Sheshes Shakul Nibidvari. Rava's Lashitasai, because Rava says and Yom Kippur would not get Malwin, would not be Chayim and Isidai Raisa. Gemara says, Meisve, you have a Kasha. Oyer Oimer Mimashmash and Nemar. Unetatim Kolates Machel is Puria Eina Yedea. She eats machol who elamatal b'loimer eats machol lahavi eats shetam eats of epiri shabbat veis was a pilpul and lamedcha she a pilpul and chayovin v'arla ulamedcha she in eretz yisrael chaseiro klum Shenemar Eretz Asher Loi Bemeskenus Teichel Balechem Loi Sechzer Kol Ba. Also Tzorchi and Gadol, what this Agada means. What's the kash in this Agada?
Where do we get from? Where do we learn out that Eretz Yisrael is missing anything from this thing?
Oh, why is it here?
To show,
why
did you, why would we have thought it without this?
Why did it
here? Right? So again, so Ari says that's difficult. What's the connection between having a... If I wouldn't have had pepper, if I wouldn't have had eighths of a period of Shavuot, I would have thought Eitzel is missing something. Now I know Eitzel is not missing anything. Why is this a significant, of any significance altogether?
Well, right?
Kenny's saying, what's the connection?
Isn't it coming off the pasuk, not off those?
But it's another kasha. What's the other kasha?
Isn't this coming out of the what we're learning about regarding Eretz Yisrael is coming from the pasuk, not from the limud about the pilpul being tagged.
So Yonah's saying, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Lamedcha to teach you." The teacher, shenemar leisechzer kolva. I have a ferish pasuk, and if I have a suffix, then maybe Eretz Yisrael is not an Eretz Shleima. I have a pasuk leisechzer kolva. So what's the what do I need the pilpul for? Right, hard Gemara to read. Lilamedcha ulilamedcha shen Eretz Yisrael chaseiro klum. Okay, how pilpul teaches me this? Not sure. But then the Gemara says, Shenemar. What do you mean Shenemar? You just told me that the Bible teaches me that. Loi kasha. So the Gemara says, let's go back to the question that we posed. The question that we posed from Orla. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, Ovritivta biyabeshta. That there are different stages of the peppercorn. So while it's ratuv, while it's damp and soft, if a person chews it, while it's damp and soft, it is what? No, it is what? Ladder. And therefore? So one second. Right? So Shai is saying there'd be an Easter on Yom Kippur. The Chiddush, right? Because the Gemara doesn't really list that. But Tzarechim, right? Maybe Chayim and Kippur. What else? Chayim and Orla. Got it, okay. What else? Which bracha? Whoa, Aitz is not one of the players over here. Aitz wasn't mentioned. So the Gemara says, Hobi Abeshta. Okay, so now the Abeshta is the hard peppercorn that will be ground into pepper. So what's the din of a hard peppercorn? What's that? Lokum yi machloikis. Yi machloikis rabban rashashas. Machloikis rabban rashashas. Okay, so again, so you're saying if I eat the peppercorn when it's damp, when it's soft, so you're all saying I'll make a birchas by priates. And if I eat it when it's dry, then it's a machlekes shakel or okay. Then next din, what legave yom kippur? Lechara, what's the din?
If it's
chayiv yom kippur. So lechara, if it's mitivta, you be chayiv yom kippur. And if it's Yabeshta, then you be part of Yom Kippur. Okay, next, what about Orla?
If it's moist,
it's not moist, you're not
high. Is that shark to say?
Yeah. It's the same thing. This is before, it's when it's on the trees, on the bush, wherever it is still.
Yeah.
So it's not moist, it's just there. So you're probably high.
Either way. Or you say no, it's about to...
It's not going to be dry.
It's not
considered
an oval.
If it's not considered an
oval
for
oil,
yeah,
good.
You're not
going to
know.
Any fruit is
going to
dry out at some point. It's still
chayav. Right. A lot of fruits, you leave in the tree long enough, they become inedible.
The yabashka is a later stage than
yeah. Yeah.
The Gemara does say that it's not being. It's when are you chayav? When is it called Baralasim or Lasos Perio? It's when it's Ritifta. And it does sound like
no, that's strange then to say that the Isur Orla. So,
but the Isur Orla is before it comes off the tree into the stage of reading it. Meaning the whole dry and moist thing only comes into play.
So if I leave it on the tree long enough and become dry and hard, and then I'll be able to use it as a spice. That's what you're saying. That the din of Orla is before it becomes Eitz of Epir Yeshava. That's one for carrot. But Eitz of Epir Yeshava is when it gets hard and... so you're going to tell me that the din of Orla before it's Eitz of Epir Yeshava. When it's Betivta. And what's the din? How does it fit into our sugya? We said if something has a din of Orla, then it'll be called a pre, and it'll make a Bore pre, a Domerites. So Pilpila has the din of Orla, you're saying when it's Ritifta, so you make the Bracha Mishah said it's Ritifta. You're saying Biyabeshta, it drops the din of Orla.
Yeah.
That's a big Kiddush. That's an Avi saying. Lay nearer that something, because it stays on the tree longer, should become. So, what does Tosva say? La menchum. Taisvus in our sugya. Viritiva mevorchin alel boire priyo adama. We have to figure why not boire priyo eitz. Avol yabeshna loy mevorchin alel klau. That we pass in like Rava. V'chein alocha, the next line, the gvilla. And then another, She'ein regilim le'achol ela b'rtiva. Right, b'chein, this other item, She'ein regilim le'achol ela b'rtiva. Ein mevorchen aleihem klal v'yabeshta. All right. So therefore, the understanding is that it's not normal to eat it bakhlal when it's dry. So if a person does that, then they would not make any brach at all. Okay, we'll come back to the balance of Tosfos. Gemara in Sukkah has the parallel sugya. There it's coming, Davka, from the din of Pre-Eitz Hadar. Gemara wants to identify what is a Pre-Eitz Hadar. Eitz Shetam, Eitz of Epir Yeshava. Gemara has several different definitions of what a Pre-Eitz Hadar is. The Gemara says that one possibility is Eitz Pre-Shedor ala Eitz Mishona Lishona. Not from Hadar, from being beautiful, but Hador, it stays there. Here the Gemara says Pre-Eitz. Why is it called pre-Eitz? Pre-Shel-Eitz? Eitz Shetam, Eitz Eviperishav, Avi-Oimer Ze-Eswik. Ve-Ema Pilpulin. Maybe we should all take a pilpul. Everybody will hold a little pilpul next to the Eswik, next to Lulam. And that would be the mitzvah. Kiritanyo, Yomer Oimer, Mimachar, Shenem, Unatatim, Kol Eitz, Eni Deshu, Eitz Machol. Matam, Uloimer, Eitz Machol, Eitz Shetam, Eviperishav, Have a is a pilpulin, la merchash of chayovin ba'orlam. Then it's just chaseiro klum shenemar. The Gemara says, sahasam mishum leyevsher. The pilpul could not be one of the arba minim, because it's impossible to hold a pilpul together with your other three minim. Leiminkara likichasa. No one would say, no one even know you have a fourth min there. And the Gemara says also, take a few pilpul. No, it's pre, only one. So it's not shayach to say that you make kind of mitzvah rabba minim with a pilpul. Can you imagine how the pilpul boxes would look? And these large pilpul boxes with a little like a diamond ring or something. Was that? That's right. Right. So Rashi explains. Question is, what's the Havamina? Why should I not be Chayiv and Orla? So Rashi explains, Delaitema min Yeriku, Mivneishu eit shafel kimin rosem, Shinigavaya min Oretz. This is a very important Rashi, Legabe Hilchas Brochis, which we will come back to later on. This is a chiddush, because later on the Gemara is going to discuss when do we say Borei Praise with the Borei Adama. The Gemara is going to tell us when the tree lasts Mishona Lishona. So now Rashi is Machadish. He says, I might have thought, what's the chiddush? But I asked a few minutes ago, what's the chiddush? What would I have thought if I wouldn't have Eitz Machol? So, based on our sugya, everybody came to the conclusion, and you learned the Ritva and the Rashba, because the product is not a normal thing to eat. So maybe it's not enough of a Michael, so it shouldn't be called, it shouldn't be included in the Isur of Orla. And then we had to, got a little bit stuck, because the Gemara says, well, Briti Vasa is normal to eat, but Yabesh is not normal to eat. So why should the B'tifta not be included in Orla? Maybe he'll tell me B'yabeshna. Avi said, that's also a Chiddush. Would you say that you're allowed to have a dried apple? Do I need a lima to tell me that a dried apple? So why go to the, why tell me about a pilpul? Tell me about a dried apple, dried orange. So Rashi apparently was bothered by all of this. And Rashi says, you know what the Chiddush is? It's a bush. It's a low-lying bush. Kimo Rosem. It's a low-lying bush. So I might have thought, Shana Govayim in a Haaretz. And therefore, it's not an Eitz. So I have a drosha. Unetatem Eitz Machol. That if you plant a certain kind of a tree that tastes with the bark or the wood, tastes like the fruit. So Chazal, this is probably a Mesorah. What is this Eitz Machol? What are we including? So apparently, Esrog was not a candidate. Because L'chara, there was absolutely no reason to assume that Esrog would be Chayv and Orla. So Chazal, according to Rashi, Chazal found a candidate. Pilpul. What was the Chiddush? It's a very, very low-lying bush. Maybe it should be called a Borei Pri Adama, not Borei Pri Eitz. And we'll come back to this. And therefore it's potter in Orla. So according to Rashi, all of our kashas dissipate. Right? You don't have to wonder why an apple is different than a pilpul apple. Also gets dry. No. Rashi says, went down the wrong road. The chiddush of pilpula is that it's not a bush, is that it's a tree. All right? Different sugya. Now, coming to our sugya, what does our sugya teach us? That a pilpul is an ilan, that a pilpul is chayiv and orla. Okay? Now, vikasha. Chayiv and orla means it's a pri. Right? It means it has, you make the bracha, borei. Creates a Burpee Adama. I assume it becomes a little bit more difficult because La'ul al Das, that should be a Burpee. But at least we understand the Kasha. How could Rava say Burpee? How could Rav Sheshes reduce it to a Shakol Nimidvarai? So they were talking about Hey, the aloch is arla. Terence is because if one chews on a pilpula yevishta, so I might think that that's so shalike derech that one is not chay. All right? The Gemara says that takiv, it's a pilpula yevishta, it's a machleike, it's not chay shakol. And a pilpula yevishta, that's a regular fruit because of orla. Kasha is, what's, why would I think that akos chit, akos pilpula is, why should we paskin that akos pilpula is a shahakol or is einam avar chlum? We already know that we're going to learn the lemon zayin of akos chita. The din is what? Boirei pri adama, right? And there's no discussion about maybe you're not chayiv and Yom Kippur. Shri Potter, Rashi says, Akos is Einoi Oichel Kedarkai. So when it comes to Kos Chita, person's munching on a hard wheat kernel, so Allah is that he makes a Bar Pri Adama. So why is Pilpula different? Pilpula l'chayra is, there's more reason to make a bracha on pilpula, because pilpula b'ritifta was something normal, and the pilpula b'yabesht is going to be ground to be used with other ingredients, and your chita is going to be ground and used with other ingredients to produce a cake or cookies or bread. So it's very, very similar. I have something that has different stages of usage, and l'chayra, the pilpula has more stages of usage than achita, and the pilpula yaveshta and achita have the exact same way of processing afterward. And when it comes to achita, the Gemara says akos is chita's a bari pri adama, but nobody entertained. There's no rava that says you say shakol. There's no rav sheshes that says shakol. No rava that says ein avar chlum. So how do we explain that? Coming back to our Gemara, so the Ritva, the Rashba, any day sheitz machalu perish kevan dechsives piryoi vaday veitz machal ayri ma talmud loymar. Eitz machol, eitz etam, eitz v'piriyoy shava, ve'eiz v'yave amiz v'pilplin, ve'im toimar, eimo esroi, lo yidapshita, umay shnom yishor ilonois, v'vadal yitzrich l'rabuye, elavadai, so esroi was not a candidate for this drosha, because nobody could imagine a havamina that an esroi would be potter from orla. Itzrich, but pilpul we require it, right? So why? So Rashi says, why do we require it? Josh Lagabe pilpuli. No, Rashi in Sukkah says, no. Says the Rashba or the Ritva, all the Mishum Delechi Yavshei Lechazi Lemechlinu Beinayu Kishar Pri, because this pri when it is dried, it is not eaten the way other peiros are eaten. Ubetaisus hekshu kevan de priul inyan arla hu aden nachayu v'maiser v'mkein hoyu ruuyin lekabel tumas aichlin v'ilu hasa benid arminan de pilplan ein metam and tumas aichlin. So now Taisus says, you threaded through our sugya. Our sugya says to Masayichle Maser Orla Bracha, all defined, all carry the same din. Now we have, when it comes to Pilpula, so Pilpula has a Bracha, Pilpula has Orla, and Taisva says Mechayim and Tumas and Maisers. We get stuck, because the Gemara says Pilpula does not get to Masayichle. The Taisva says, the Ritva says, Vishla Tarets, kidin mitzvotzin and hacha kevin the bretivta can be yveshta. Tachi gemishum arla. My bretivta. We came to nachal yisur arla su loy pakam inayu. The Tosfos of the Ritva says that biritivta, it is like a pri. So taka biritivta, it has all the halachas of a pri. And biyabeshta, it has none of the halachas of a pri. So biritivta, it will be chayav in trumas and maizmas, chayav in orla. It'll have, it'll sounds like it'll be chayav in Yom Kippur. And sounds like she make a brach on it. The yabeshta, though, the din will be saf machleig is which bracha. The yabeshta is no din of orla, right? And lechayra no din of tumas eichlin, and patin yom kippur. So then the Ritva says, "We came in the nachnelu miser orla sulei paka minayu." Vahida nida biyabeshta, avol huadin dalin tumas eichlan adachazal achlan taina retivta mekablan tuma. V'yesh l'tarets kinim etetzina. But he says, "Vekevan the nachtelu iser orla su loy paka minayu." What is the mitzvah addressing over here?
The fact that since it was had an iser orla, the iser orla is never going to leave it. So even when it's in its dry state, it would still be chayav in orla.
Right. So that's the mitzvah says. One of our kashas that b'tivta it should be an oichel and be a besh and not an oichel. I get it. That b'tivta it is would be chayiv and maiseris tzorchin about when it's b'tivta. I'll come back to that. That there would be a different bracha b'tivta and be a bishta. I understand it. But hayit tochen that b'tivta it is chayiv and orla and be a besh does not chayiv and orla. That's very difficult to understand. So the Ritva says, separate cheshvan. A cheshvan legabe orla. There's no temporary orla. Kevan de nachde. Once orla was chal, it becomes aser. So now it becomes aser, it doesn't lose the iser when it dries up. It's considered to be dried orla. But legabe Achila and Bracha. Now let's just zero in on one Nakuda here. According to the Ritva, according to Shita, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that Pilpuli is Chayim and Orla? No. What's the chiddush? Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that pilpul is chayav in orla? Rashi says I would have thought that pilpul is potter because it's a yerek. It's such a low. You call that a tree? If you're talking from the ground, it's not a tree. I have to teach you know that pilpul is considered to be a tree legave halacha. Okay, chiddush pasuk. What does the Ritva explain?
He's saying that because the pulley is not being in its dry state, you may have thought that it's not going to be chayav in orla, so you adjust it to teach, even though it's not yet in its dry state, it's still chayav in orla for all time.
So what's the havamina?
The havamina is that it would not be chayav in orla
because
it's not eaten when it's in a dry state, but all other fruits are eaten when it's.
So why is it different than an apple? They also don't dry out. I mean, if they're dried and they're packaged into a nice bag. It's up there already?
Yeah.
Where?
Four times over.
Good. Okay. Shalta oin filbi retifte mevarach alayu. Bari pri adama v'amai kevenshin delin v'ilan bari pri eitz havalon livruche tshuva kevenshin noite noisen elol das she yizyamshu v'yoichlu ruban miyabashusan shchukin v'tvalin v'lvon v'eina necholin b'fnei atzman elami utan lif'omim ein mevorchen alein bari pri eitz elam bari pri adama v'kori v'yishlo yivarchu alein elashakul kikura Elevisha necholin ham at mehem retuvusan vadat the hochanami noti sas vorchan alein barfri adam says the Rashba. Rashba puts in our terms. Kevan shein noiten oison. Now we have the mitzias. What are the facts? Elol das sheyish yabshu. No. What does it sell? What's the Rashba explaining to us? Came on the naughty inshadaited ochai. Look at this pilpul bush. And when people plant the pilpul bush, pilpul tree, what do they have in mind? What's the highest market? What happens to most of them? So most of them stay on the tree till they become dried. And then they're ground. So, adaited ochai naughty inshad. What's the pre? The pre is biyabeshta. So, lachar, if the pre is biyabeshta, then birtivosa is like a smadar. It's like a not fully grown fruit. So whatever the halacha will be, so just like the halacha is that the fruit is determined by a dait to the hachi, not the inshi. And anything before that becomes a not fully formed fruit. So the chara that didn't should be legami pilpul as well. So the Rashba explains that ve'ein ve'yoch ruban biyabshusan shechukin bitvolin bilvad ve'eino necholin bifnei atzman elamiyutan lifamim, and nobody ever, very 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 rarely do people eat peppercorns. It's almost always eaten shechukim ground. Veino necholin kein, sein mevorchen aleyen borei pri eitz ala pri adamam. What's the Rashba's chiddush?
That since the dust of people when they plant it is so that when it will be dried, it will be used, then anything before that is an earlier stage and the din of orla should be based off what their das was, and therefore there shouldn't be orla.
Wait, before that, he says, "Ve'ein na'achol and came to ein mevarchen alein boirei priya eitz ella priya dama ve'korayv shel yevarch alein ella shakol kikura elafisha na'achol and am at mehem retivusan ve'adata dehochi nami natik tzas." Mevorchen aleihem bari pri adama. Right? Look, the Rashba is saying, what is adaita dama? So adaita, so the deal of pilpul is that when it comes to any all fruits, whether it's apples or pears, so then all of the farmer, without exception, are planting in order to produce fully formed fruit. Nobody has a farm to produce less than full, has another farm, an orchard. When it comes to pilpil, so ruba de ruba, only want to use this when it's dry, and there's a miyot that wants to use it when it's still. Right, like Kura, like hearts of palm. So therefore, the Ritva says, so the bracha, so when it comes to the fully formed pilpul, he says we should give it the bracha of borei pri hadoma or eitz, we give it hadoma because it's not a normal thing to eat in this fashion. However, if a person eats it then it's and it'd be a beshta. So that's even a smaller group of people that eat it via beshta. But hachanami, nothing tzas. Elafi, I'm sorry, the other round. Again, I didn't say it correctly. Most people who plant pilpili planted for ground up pepper, right? Ground up pepper. So the peri is ground up pepper. Anything that's not ground up pepper is not the Igra Pri. However, there is V'yochlo Reuben v'yepshusan shchukin v'tavlin bilvad v'einon necholin kein b'fnei atzman ela mi'utan lefamim. No. Because a dry pilpul is a small group of people occasionally. And similarly, the same thing he writes later on, that lefisha necholin hamat meyem b'tivusan Vadata dahochi nami natik tzas mevorchen aleihem bar pri adama. But it sounds like that the ikur pri should be the ground up pilpula, and then we would have reason to include either the pilpul yabeshta, the dried peppercorn, because some people eat it that way, a small group, and we would have reason to include a pilpul retifta because some people eat it that way.
Where does he mention the dry pepper?
He says over here, "Ve'edon le'acholin came with the yatsman el mutan lefamer."
Why is that talking about the dry? Because
that's what he's talking about.
The question, the Sheila, was the Pali Ritibusa, we make our Adama. Right. The answer is because we, the pre is the ground up pepper. Right. Right. That's the goal. So he's saying we don't eat, no one eats the, he's going back to the question, so no one eats.
No, that just in, it's, when you read it, came into noite noite and el dashi sees yabshu, v'yochel ruvin v'yabshusa. All right, and there and it's always schukin b'tavlin, and it's as a spice. V'einon nacholin is the same thing. You're talking about the dry.
And what's the hami that there are
And then later on, he says that nacholin hamat mehem b'tivusan. So that's what it would be, a borei pri adama. In other words, he's saying, it sounds like he's saying that nobody plants a pilpulin bush having in mind that you're going to sell whole dry pilpulin. You either be selling or using ground up dried pilpulin, or you'll be chewing on soft pilpulin.
Those would be the same bracha.
Rashba holds that both will be bari pri adama. Okay, that makes sense, because both are not a normal way to eat it. Right, yeah. Both of these, both are Adama. Okay, but let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that we have a din of pilpul. What is unique about pilpul? So number one of the unique aspects of pilpul is that I have a pasuk that includes it in the halacha of Orla. Why do I need a pasuk to include in the din of Orla? So Rashi says because of the structure of the bush. You might think it's an eitz, right? You might think it's a yerek. Not a yerek, okay. The rest of the din of pilpul, I have to figure it on my own. Torah says It has the din of an eitz. Torah says we make a bracha. The bracha again is a din of rabbanon, but has a din of an eitz. Next, Tosfos and the Ritva, when they read the Gemara says that I have a chiddush. That pilpuli is chayiv in orla. What was the havin otherwise? Not because of the structure of the bush, but why? Say it again. That hayois, that it's that kevan did not they inshiadaita to be ground up. So is it chayev and orla altogether? Why is that? What is the strength of that havamina? Rashi obviously thinks it's not a good havamina. Rashi obviously thinks that you should not read the Gemara that way, because Rashi's chiddush is also a chiddush. When Rashi says, "I might have thought that this pilpuli is a bush, not a tree," mechateisa, the Gemara is going to say later on that anything which lasts mishana l'shana is a tree. So the Rashi says it's going to be difficult. Why do I need to have a habimina? That is considered to be a tree. So Rashi says, well, it's low. So Rashi's mechadish that the height could be a factor. The moshel of blueberry bush. Our minig is to say a bar praise in a blueberry bush. Blueberry bush grows very, very low. So they have a minute to say it should be hadama on blueberries because it grows very low. Maybe you do make hadama on blueberries, I forget. So maybe this is based on this Rashi. Right? That's the machlokes achrayim about blueberries. Some say it should be your eights. Because it grows mishon l'shon, others point out this Rashi, that it grows very low kiroisa. That's why we'll see later on there's a machlokes about strawberries. So our minhag is if it grows in a very low bush, then we say a barbi adama, based on this Rashi. But Rashi says mitam the din of orla, it's a pri, because a daitad hachi nata yinshe. Fine, so. It has din of orla. Now, what about the Rashba, the Ritva? They say, why should it be? Why do I need a pasuk?
Can I just explain one more time why for blueberries you would make a high? When we just said from here, we just learned that.
No, I think I think I made a mistake. I think the minhag is make a hadama on blueberries because blueberries grow in a low bush, and this is. And here I have a chiddush that even though it's a low bush, one still says ha'etz on it. But it's still considered a tree legavi orla. Let's not get stuck in that. So again, if we look at this, the sugya is according to Rashi, the chiddush of the pasuk eitz v'piri yeshava is despite that it's a low bush. It still has the din of Eitz Lagavi Orla. And the Rashba and the Ritva explain that the Chiddush is that since the Adaita Dahochi Nate Inche, what's the Adaita Dahochi Nanche? That it shouldn't be eaten as a pri altogether. It's only eaten ground up and with other foods. Is that called a pri? The only way that the primary usage is not in its present form, so the Torah says yes, that's still considered to be a pre. Kevon sheinoyten eisan elo dashi yisyamshu veyoychul ruban veyabshusan chukim betavlin bilvad. Is that considered to be a pre, where the adaitet dahachi is not in its normal growth form? So we have a chiddush, that's still called a pri. Rashi says that's not a Havamina. Right? So, how do you understand that according to Rashi, this is Bechlal not a Havamina? And according to the Rashbon, the Ritva, it's a Havamina. According to Rashi, I don't need a Chiddush to tell me that if a daita d'hochi nate inshe is in a ground and mixed form, Rashi says that there would be no habimina to say that's not a pri. And yet the Rashbon, they really say no, for that ain't a pasuk. Right? As Rashi, when we raise the question, Torah says that pilpula requires a special limud to teach me that it's chayim and orla. Question is why? It's like a tree like any other tree. Rashi says, you're right, but since structurally it is a, it may not be a tree, a chiddush has a din of orla. Fine. It's a big chiddush because whoever said that low trees are not trees? Okay. So the Rashi's Mechadish to us that low trees are not trees lagami certain halachas, and I have a special exercise cost lagami orla is a tree. Good? Okay. Ridvan the Rashba Lachaira saying this is a very strange Havamina because whoever suggested that the fact that it's low is not a tree, so they explained to us, no, there's another Chiddush over here. That the dait in the hachi is not in its natural form, and not in its, not even so, and not if in a singular form. The this, we'll say it even sharper. A dait the yehei tofel leiker. Right, the purpose of this plant is to make something that will always be told to something else. So is that called a pri? Is that called something that is chayiv and orla? Sir Rashi says, why should that be havamina? I don't need a pasuk for that. Sir Rashi's mechadish, low-lying bushes. But the Rashba says the chiddush is the product of this is to be like a support for other food. Eitz of a piri shava. It isn't ultimately. It's not an independently eaten thing. It's something that supports the growth of something else. So I might have thought that's not called the pri. So I have a pasuk to teach me that it is called a pri and it's chayiv and orla. Our Gemara then says, well, if I have a pasuk that it's chayiv and orla, so then, and a dait rochi not the yinshi, so then why is there any question what bracha? Why would there be a havamina that it doesn't get a bracha bechlal? So, our Gemara says, in a Chanami, when it comes to, how do you finish up the Gemara now? When it comes to Ritivta, so then it's Chayiv and Orla, and it's not such a crazy thing to eat. So it gets a bracha. But if one starts chomping on yabeshta, then I need a chiddush. For carrot. So it means the exact opposite. Yabeshta is the ikar pri. Rivtivta is the unusual. Alright? A dait rachi not the inches of a tifta. So shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't it be that I make the if I'm going to make a bracha on Yabeshta, Elamai, that no one plants a pilpul so people should jump on the hard, dry kernel. There is a small group who have in mind that you'll jump on a wet kernel. Alright? So the maskana of the Gemara is that legabe the din of orla, this fruit is chayiv in orla. Because kaven the nate inshe, adaita the hocha nate. Again, this pilpul is chayav in orla because of exeris hakasa. Right? It's chayav in orla because of exeris hakasa. Now that it's chayav in orla, we'll call it a pri. Now the question is, when do I make a bracha bore pre ha'adama or a shahakol, when I'm eating it in a way that some people have in mind to eat it? But was that? Then it's best adama, the shahakol or adama. When I eat it in a totally strange way, then there's a machlokes of whether it's nothing is shakal. So again, so chazru kush leduchta, right? Why is it that, because again, in terms of what we learn, in terms of the sugya itself, so we understand the sugya according, we understand how to read the sugya according to, let's say, according to the Rashba. We understand that the Metzias is that people plant this pepper bush, pepper tree for to be a spice. Right? That there's a small group of people who will chew on wet peppers. That it's very, very unusual to chew on a hard pepper. Okay? So therefore, the halacha will be legabe orla, it's going to be chayv and orla, according to the Rashba, because of a Chiddush HaKra. Without the Chiddush HaKra, I would say to have a tree that produces something which is only eaten when it's chopped up and it's always going to be tofel, so maybe that's not considered to be a pri. And according to But if I eat it b'tivta, so then that's considered to be a pri. But if I eat it b'yabeshta, it's too strange an achila. So we still have a kasha. Kasha number one is, why is it different than a koschita? Koschita is bar pri adama. Why is a kos pilpuli a shahako? Also, exact same limud. A kos chita is came in the diet of hachinati yinshe, but I'm having it in a form which is not the normal form. Make a burpee adama. Kos pilpuli should be the same thing. Why is it a shahako? Or why is it no bracha altogether? Why is it only a bracha if I eat it in the unusual form of mitivta? One kasha. Right? How do we explain that once I determine that it's a pri, why is eating it in an unusual form possibly not a bracha altogether? It's not mazik. Mazik, we have a Gemara, not mazik, just not normal, right? When it came to Shemen, to lose the brach is to be mazik. So that's one we have to understand. The next we have to understand is why Rashi thought that the fact that it's primarily eaten via beshta as a spice, why Rashi thought that's not enough of a reason to require a gzeres hakosav. Have to go far out and say structurally thing different. All right? So that's what we have to work on. Go ahead.
Is it possible to say that Rashi or like the Ra, that the Stam Creed is just that it doesn't need to go like the time they already said it is because the Iker Pri doesn't really matter? Since the Iker Pri is the Tifa,
right?
So it doesn't matter what a guy did the Inish. So obviously, it's going to put the fact that the Das people up. So you need a separate.
No, but he said that. Oh, so there.
Therefore, you need a separate drasha because that drasha is pashut. Obviously, with regards to the bracha or the arla itself, it's obviously a nekor pri because Hashem made it that way. So you actually say you need the other drasha. The fact that it's a low push because the drasha of the rasha and the mitzvah is pashut. Because you go like the ra'ah, that the pri itself is obviously I hate to even know. It's not. Who cares about it?
What was the view? Go slow. You're saying that the.
We don't really care about that.
According to the ra'ah, what's.
We wouldn't care about that dinish because
no, that's only if you can define an Iker Pri.
I'm saying so.
So what would the Iker Pri be over here?
The Stam Iker Pri would be the Latifta. And the Shadas of the people to change the Iker Pri into something else.
I have to think about it. I have to think about it. Okay.